There is no way to enlightenment. Enlightenment is the way. It's a principle of living rather than seeking. Every moment that you spend upset, in despair, in anguish, angry, or hurt because of the behavior of anybody else in your life is a moment in which you've given up control of your life. Throughout your life, the two most futile emotions are guilt for what has already been done and worry about what might be done. Listen to this wonderful old proverb from Zen. It's the space between the bars that holds the tiger. And it's the silence between the notes that makes the music. Everything that your form needs to house the soul that you are wears out and changes and dies. But the divine, formless you never dies. Your own expectations are the key to the whole business of mental health. If you expect to be happy, healthy, and fulfilled in life, then that is where you'll place your attention, and that is what you will manifest. Failure is an editorial judgment imposed by others. Actually, there's no such thing as failure. Everything that you do just produces results. And the key is, what do you do with the results that you produce? True inner serenity will always elude those who sit in judgment, since they use up their life energy in anger at what is. People who have behaved toward you in any way that you find disagreeable truly do not know what they have done to you, because they are living out of their own separateness. Fear itself does not exist in the world. There are only fearful thoughts and avoidance behaviors. There is no scarcity of opportunity to make a living at what you love. There's only a scarcity of resolve to make it happen. Be consistently aware of the need to serve God and to serve others in any and all of your actions. This is the way of the miracle worker. Every human being who does any damage or inflicts any pain on anybody else is a far greater victim than those he victimizes, and must answer for all of those things to a law of the universe. Everything we fight only weakens us and hinders our ability to see the opportunity in the obstacle. What distinguishes what's alive from what is dead is growth, be it in plants or in you. If it's growing, it's alive. If it's not, it's dead. Guilt takes place in the present moment, as does everything. It is a way of using up the present moment to be consumed with something that has already happened over which you have absolutely no control. Habits are changed by practicing new behavior, and this is true for mental habits as well. Most people are searching for happiness. They're looking for it. They're trying to find it in someone or something outside of themselves. That's a fundamental mistake. Happiness is something that you are, and it comes from the way that you think. The first step to healing anything in your life is to understand that whatever disease process that is going on within you is something you carry around. You own it all. It's all yours. The people who get the most respect in this world are those who are the straightest, even though they often take the most abuse. Being against anything weakens you, while being for something empowers you. Everything that you fight weakens you. Everything that you're for empowers you. This is a very important notion for you. Instead of being against war, be for peace. Instead of joining a war on drugs, be for an enlightened youth who don't have to look for substances outside of themselves in order to be high. Look at what you're for rather than what you're against. You are the creator of your thought, which means that in some metaphysical way, you're the creator of your life. You are what you think about all day long. It isn't the world that makes you unhappy or the way people are in the world. It's how you process the people and events of our world. The antecedent to every action is a thought. Instead of judging others as people who ought to be behaving in certain ways, see them as reflecting a part of you. And ask yourself what it is you are ready to learn from them. Create an inner harmony where your loving soul guides your physical behavior rather than having your soul always come in second place. Live the Ten Commandments. The more you have a harmonious, loving, accepting approach, the more you will see the rest of all the pieces all fitting nicely together.